Like all the children come and join me at the front of the church and everybody else can sit down. Hey Quinn. Hi Emily. Hey Willa.
It's
me. It's your brother. There we go, plonked down, okay. How's everybody doing? Okay, y'all doing alright today? Good, good. Everybody enjoying the pretty weather? Huh? Y'all gonna play out this afternoon? Yeah, it's gonna be a great day, isn't it? Okay. Has anybody ever fallen and cut themselves? Anybody? Really? Okay. Do y'all have a scar? Did you leave a scar? You got a scar, Will? Yeah, you got a scar. Anybody else got a scar? Got a scar, William? Okay, got a scar, Emily? I think almost everybody has a scar. Okay, because you get scars in various ways. Okay, you can have an accident, you fall down, or some people have to have surgery and that leaves them with a scar. And then some people get into fights and that leaves them with a scar. That's not very nice, is it? Huh? Do you think scars are something to be proud of or ashamed of? Not really, not proud. Okay. Could be that the right, you could have scars you're proud of and some you're ashamed of. I guess the answer's yes to both of those questions. Because it used to be in medieval Europe, okay, if two men were going to have get into a quarrel, they would settle it by a thing called a duel. Okay? I'd say to Quinn, I don't like the way you're looking at me. And Quinn would come up to me with his glove and he'd slap me on the face. He'd say, I challenge you to a duel. And we'd meet at dawn the next morning and we'd use either pistols or we'd use swords, okay? And we'd slug it out. And of course, Quinn would win, okay? Because he's much faster than I am. Okay? Quinn would win, okay? But if, say, for instance, I happened to nick Quinn with my sword on his face and it left a scar, that would be called a scar of honour. Because he got it in a duel. And Quinn would say, that's my scar of honour. And he'd be proud of it. Okay. I have a scar on my finger there. And I got it by washing dishes. Yeah. What I did, okay, was I put a really long, sharp knife in the soapy water. Okay, and kind of forgot about it. And then I went fishing to think, and I forgot about the knife, and it sliced my finger. That's a scar of stupidity. Also got a scar on my knee that I got when I was a little boy, okay? And where I grew up, there were some woods across the street. And my mom and daddy said, don't go play in them woods. And I went and played in the woods, and I fell over and cut my knee. That's a scar of disobedience, okay? So everybody's got scars, okay, and it's kind of mainly because we get into some kind of trouble. In the lesson that Garland read us, Peter was talking about the two kinds of trouble we can get into. Now, our New Revised Common Lectionary, if you're going to look at what the first kind of trouble I'm going to talk about is, you won't see it. It's the bit where there are four dots, okay, because that's the bit that the Common Lectionary has missed out. Okay? But the first kind of trouble that Peter talks about is the trouble we get into when we do some things wrong. Because whatever trouble we get into, it's going to leave us with a scar. And the first trouble he talks about is, okay, has anybody ever said anything mean about anybody else? Nobody. Oh, your brother.
Her brother. Okay.
Nobody ever said mean about anybody else. Okay, that's good. Well, if you ever do, okay, if you ever do, that's a kind of trouble that Peter was talking about. Has anybody here ever hit anybody? Nobody. Good. All right, your brother. Okay. Will you just, you know, kind of trouble is more. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you did, that's a kind of trouble you get into that you're not going to feel very good about. That kind of trouble, Peter said, you're not going to feel good about that at all. That's going to leave a scar. Because you're going to be kind of ashamed about it or feel guilty about it. The other kind of trouble he talks about, and he uses the word when people revile you. Okay, that's getting into trouble, when you are reviled. The other kind of trouble you get into is a trouble that you make happen when, okay, let's say for instance, is there anybody in your class at school that people don't really like? Have you ever talked to that person or be friends with that person? Anybody? Okay. Yeah, kind of, sort of. Well, if you have done that, mostly the other kids in the class are going to get you into trouble because they say, you shouldn't be talking to them. That's a good kind of trouble to get into. When we show somebody who isn't loved by many people, that we love them and we care for them, that's a good kind of trouble. And that leaves a scar of honour. Okay? So there are two kinds of trouble. Each of them leave a scar. The bad trouble, okay, when we kind of get into fights and things and talk mean about people and we gossip about people, that leaves a scar that doesn't feel very good. But the good kind of trouble, when we are loving and kind, compassionate, that's the good kind of trouble that leaves a good kind of scar, and that's the scar of honour. And that's what Peter was talking to us about this morning. And that's the kind of trouble that it's okay to get into. All right, guys? Thank you. Good job.